A local art group called the Vandalia Collective performed the 10-minute puppet show in front of the Kanawha County Public Library in Charleston. The protest featured giant handmade puppets retelling the story of the chemical leak just 1 year ago. The various puppets played the characters of Mother Earth, the elements, water, fire, earth, and air, as well as puppets representing Freedom Industries, the coal company, and the chemical MCHM. Marcus Fioravante was the organizer of the event as well as one of the puppeteers.
Puppetry is a very long-standing tradition in America and in Europe. You know, you think about like Punch and Judy shows and stuff like that. You know, it's street art, it's street performance, and that has existed, you know, long before there was TV and long before there was anything else, there was street art. And to me, it is a wonderful breath of life into activism. And I feel like, you know, you can't ignore a big puppet as much as you can ignore a person with a sign.
Fioravante says the Vandalia Collective will perform the puppet show again next weekend, January 17th at 2 p.m. in front of the Capitol Complex in Charleston. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Charleston.